the 16th of December. This is Rabbi Manning Shior.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll stop from that. Dafkinik. Yes.
What do you mean by
Oh, so we'll see in a minute. We'll see how that works. There's a certain point, I no longer have responsibility to do certain mitzvahs for him. There comes a point I can even lend money and charge him interest, etc. I don't have that responsibility if he's flailing around in the lake. Normally, if you see another Jewish person drowning in the lake or struggling in the lake, you have a mitzvah, loitam od adam riecho. In American law, in English law, if you see some person walking, you walk past, you see someone in the river having trouble, you don't have an obligation to jump in and save them. If you're the lifeguard, you have an obligation to jump in and save them. But if you're just walking past the street, you don't have an obligation to jump in and save them. In halacha, you do. But not to everybody. When it comes to someone who's not in that mitzvah, your obligation is the same as the normal obligation under American law or English law, which means it's a nice thing to do. It's a mitzvah to try and jump in. You're a tzaddik, but it doesn't mean you have to. And there's going to come a point when a person loses this. The question is, who are those people? And then it goes even further. There's a Mechal El Shabbos, the Farhesia, there's a Mumal Echol Mitzvahs, and then there's an Apikoros. Oh. Who's an Apikoros?
Someone who knows, but deliberately doesn't.
But why is that not the same as amazed? Meaning, somebody who knows that they shouldn't break Shabbos, but they break Shabbos anyway. Are they an apikoros? Now, I know today everybody's an apikoros, right? Everybody turns around and calls everybody else that. He's an apikoros, she's an apikoros, this one's an apikoros, that's an apikoros. That's not a good thing, okay? You see the Netziv, we saw it earlier in the year, we'll see it again, Be'ezrat Hashem. The reason the Second Temple was destroyed is because everybody was a big tzaddik, but everybody said everybody else was an apikoros, okay? And that's, the Netziv there says that Kodesh Baruch Hu cannot bear tzaddikim like that. Sinat chinam, that everyone else is possible. So we have to see today who is an apikoros, and are there any still out there today? Are there any? Is everybody out there a shogeg? What about these four categories at the bottom? A ben mumar. The parents were rebellious, but the children just grew up like that. What do the children know? They didn't know anything. One of the great quotes from the Knesset, one of the left-wing anti-religious Knesset members from many years ago said, "We tried to raise a generation of apikorsim, but all we managed is a generation of amarasim." Okay. What's that? Right?
He was left out of the
right, 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 right. So what about a kid who never grows up? He's been brainwashed. Is he responsible? Is he an apikoros?
No.
We'll see. We'll see the Rambam. It's not so straightforward. What about a kofer machmas ta'ut? Makes a mistake. He reads the sources and he comes to the wrong conclusions. How responsible are we if we end up apikorosing by mistake? I read the sources and I think God does have a body. Okay, you're wrong. But are you an apikoros? We'll see. What about a kofer shechunach lekfira? Like we said, he was educated that way. Or what about this famous case of a tinuk shenishba ben hagoyim? A tinuk shenishba ben hagoyim, someone who literally was a baby, stolen away, brought up as a non-Jew, and then later they discover that they're Jewish. Are they responsible for all of the things that they did previously? Or not? So let's have a look at some interesting sources. Once a person becomes a mazid, then they do lose certain rights. If you look in number 10, we've seen this halacha before. Hasoina sheneva b'Torah. The person that is a soina, that he talks about, if you hate a person in the Torah, Amru Chachamim Kagain, this person is. And we looked at this mitzvah of Leisisna. Sherau levadoi she'avar aveira. You saw him alone doing an aveira. You didn't have another person with you as a second aid. V'hatrabai, and you gave him a warning. V'loi chazen, he says, I don't care. Go away. I'm not interested. Harizu mitzvah lisna. It's a mitzvah to hate. And we saw it's not a personal thing. It's to hate the actions of the person. Achiyase tshuva v'chayz v'yachzor mirishon. Until they do tshuva. Meaning we have a mitzvah to feel a sense of negativity towards the actions of people who are mazidim. But who is a mazid? Even if you think you know what you're doing, do you really know what you're doing? Look at these two sources in number 11 and 12. The Rambam says, Avar Aveira, you do an Aveira. The Yodea Shehiba Loisa Aseh, and you know that it's Osa, and you don't care, and they warned you, and you say, I don't care. Aval Eini Yodea Shecharevim Alev Akaris, but you don't realize how serious it is. Somebody breaks Shabbos, and they say, oh yeah, you know, whatever. I don't really care about Shabbos. Do they understand Shabbos? Do they realize what Shabbat is? Everyone in this country thinks they keep Shabbat. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Shabbat's on the calendar. Yom Shishi, Yom Shabbat. Ken, ani shomer Shabbat, vaday. Lo Shabbat shel Shabbat shel Haridim. Lo Shabbat shel bnei adam normalim. Ken? Kniot, konoa. Seder, ze Shabbat, no. And people think they keep Shabbat. So the Rambam says, even though it's Kares, Hariz Eshkaga. That's also a shogeg. They have to bring a korban for a shogeg. But the implication of being a shogeg is, okay, you made a mistake. We all made mistakes. I don't blame you anyway in terms of Ben Adam L'Chavero, and I owe you every obligation of Ben Adam L'Chavero, even though you are a Machalel Shabbos, but you don't realize what's going on. And look at the Chazon Ish, number 12, Uba'agos Maimonius, Perik Vav. Behilchas Deus, because of the Ein Rishayin Lisnoi, so you're not allowed to have this negative feeling to amaze it. Ela Achashe Einu Mekabel Tochacha, only when they refuse to accept Tochacha. Ubesoyste Avas Chesed, he brings the Sefer of the Chofetz Chaim, Avas Chesed, Kosov, B'Shem Agum Rav Yaakov Merlin, in the name of the late Rishonim, the mitzvah Lavas is a Rishayin Mehaitami. You have to, actually today, you have a mitzvah to love Rishayim. Why? Behavi came, he chuvas Maharam Lublin, and he brings the Maharam Lublin, ki etzlenu, hen koidim tochacha, because as far as we're concerned, nobody outside, nobody out there has ever had proper tochacha. She'ein anu yoidim lohochiach, because we don't know how to give tochacha. And since we don't know how to give tochacha, they never receive tochacha, and if they never receive tochacha, everyone's a shogeg. You can't be amazed without tochacha. But daininim lehu ka'anusim. He says, anusim. By the way, anusim is even less than a shogeg. Anusim is like you have no responsibility, which is an interesting question. And there's a debate in the Gemara as to whether a tinok shenishba is a shogeg or an anus. In the end, the Rambam paskens a shogeg, but later he'll say it's almost an anus. Look at number 13. Tinok shenishba leben ha'akum, v'gadol v'hu einu yodea mahem Yisrael. He grows up, he doesn't know what Jews are. The Lord Dasham, he doesn't know Judaism. The Asa Malacha B'Shabbat, and he does all sorts of things. He breaks Shabbos. The Achal Chaylev, and he eats Chaylev. This all carries the dam, and he drinks blood. He eats blood. Ukiyosi Bahem. Kishi Yodea. Lo. Kishi Yadua. Kishi Yodea Lo. Kishi Vadalo. Slicha. When it is made clear to him, when it is told to him, Shehu Yisrael, that he actually is Jewish, Umitzvah Al Kol, Umutzuveh Al Kol Eilu, and he is actually commanded in all these things. Chayav lavi chatat. He has to bring a korban chatas. Al kol avei ravela v'kol kol v'yotzim. He still has to bring a korban, says the Rambam. But all that time he was a shogeg. All that time he was a shogeg. He had no responsibility. And it's interesting, you know, tinuk shenishba. Today we use this phrase tinuk shenishba about all sorts of people. And by the way, it's sometimes not accepted very graciously. Often when people who are from want to say that someone's a tinuk shenishba, they mean it nicely, but to a chiloni Israeli, that doesn't sound very, very good. So, okay, I don't mean you're a tinuk, but that's how it sounds. So one has to be quite sensitive as to how to use this phrase, but tinuk shenishba means that you're not responsible because you were never educated this way. Yes?
It says here, in other words, every misdemeanor needs a...
You just need a separate shogeg. If you look in the Mephoshim, they'll say, if the whole thing was one mistake, which was that I didn't know I was Jewish, so then you bring one korban on the entire thing. However, once he finds out that he's Jewish, then you can start to talk about Avirah v'Avirah.
But the phrase Kol Avirah v'Avirah, it sounds
as if like he has to bring a korban shogeg for every single time he broke Shabbos. It does sound like that, but that's not what the halacha means. And either way, he's a shogeg. Leave aside the issue of the korban. No one's suggesting that a tinuk shenishba is a mezid. He's definitely a shogeg. The question is, that's fine when it comes to all the halachot. Meaning, there are people out there in the world that are wearing shatnas. Why? Because they don't know about Hilchos Shatnas. That's not their fault. I have no sense of, there's no implications for Beit Adam Chavero one way or the other. What can they do? They don't know. But what about emunah? What if a person doesn't believe the things that a Jew is meant to believe? Because they were never educated. Is there any difference between that and practical mitzvah? Fine, when it comes to Hilchot Shabbat, everyone's a shogeg. When it comes to eating trade, everyone's a shogeg. As far as I'm concerned, it makes no difference to my Beinam Lechaveru one iota. And there may even be a more of an obligation because of Kiddush Hashem, etc., and Kiruv, and all that. But what about Emunah? Does it make a difference when it comes to Emunah? So have a look at this discussion. Now the rest of the shiur will look at that issue as to whether we can turn around and say that a person is a shogeg the Emunah. Because this is a very big deal. If we regard that everybody out there who is not religious is a shogeg for mitzvot in practical terms, but not for emunah, then there's a lot of apikorsim out there. Are there a lot of apikorsim out there or not? Have a look at number 14. So Mishnah and Sanhedrin, all the Jews have a place in the world to come. So they will inherit the land, the Olam Haba. There is a way to lose a chelik in Olam Haba, says the Rambam, or says the Mishnah rather. Someone who denies tchir hameitim. The ain't Torah min hashamayim. Someone says Torah is not min hashamayim. The apikorus. An apikorus. We'll define apikorus sooner. They have the wrong understanding of the way that God is. They think God has a body, or they think there are more than one God, etc. There are a lot of people out there that don't believe in Torah min hashamayim, that don't believe in God b'chlal, or if they do believe in God, they don't believe in the God according to the Yud Gimel Ikrim that we understand that to have to believe. And by the way, there's a separate question as to whether the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikrim are the final word on Emunah or are they not. That's a whole course in and of itself, which is not so straightforward. And there were a number of books written recently over the last few years. Mark Shapiro wrote a book called The Limits of Jewish Orthodox Theology. Menachem Kellner wrote a book called Must a Jew Believe Anything? About whether really the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikrim are the final word. I'm not getting into that now. Okay, let's just accept that for now. The question is, what about the people out there who think these things because it's not their fault, because they've been educated to think that? And the Rambam, when he passes this halacha, he seems to take a very hard line. Look at number 15. The Ken Kolar Rashaim Shavon Oseim Arubim. If a person's a Rasha out there and they have many more misdeeds than mitzvahs, Danimos Kfi Chataeim, they are judged for all their sins. But of course they have a place in the world to come, because they're Jewish. And even if they did Averas, so everybody does Averas, that doesn't lose them their place in Olam Haba. Because everybody has a place in the world to come. Okay, fine. And then in the next halacha above he says, Ve'eluheim she'eilehem chelik l'olam haba. Ele nichrotim ve'oivdim ve'nidoinim al godl risham v'chatatam la'olam u'li'olmei olamim. He really means it. Okay? They are judged and they're cut off and they're destroyed forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And he goes through the list. Apikorsim and Kaifrim and Minim, and he has a different categorization of each one. And they're all subtly different. An apikoris is not quite the same as a min, and a min is not quite the same as a kaifer, and I'm not getting into all of this now. There's a meiser of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that he stood up once many, many years ago, and he gave a speech in America which was quite pro-Zionist on some level. And the next morning he went to Davin, Vatikin, and they said, the people he was davening with, is an order to carry for a minion. So he says, why are we not carrying for a minion? He said, because you're not the chorus. So he said, okay. So he davens on his own. And at the end he goes up to them and he says, you know something? If you're looking at the Rambam, I think you'll realize that I'm a min, not an apikoris. There's a nafka minna and you need to check that one out, etc. Anyway, so the Rambam, one of the examples he gives of minim in Zion is following. Chamisha heim nikra minim. There are five kinds of minim. And here he goes through really the first five of the 13 ikrim. Someone who says there is no God in the world. Okay, he's a min, or she's a min. Number two. Someone says there is a God. But there's multiple gods. There's no yichud Hashem. Fine. Three. There is one God, but God has a physical body, or an appearance. And four. Someone who says that God didn't create everything, but actually there was stuff there already, and he used what was around. And five. Someone who worships a star, or mazal, someone who does avodah zarah in that way. But what about the person who thinks that God has a body? Says the Rambam, he's a myth. So, pure and simple, no place in the world to come. Really? If a person thinks that God has a body, well, what if he keeps all the mitzvot and the book, and he does everything else, and he's mahadrim and a mahadrim? No, he thinks God has a body. Every mitzvah he did is a mitzvah to a God that's not God. He thinks God has a body. And the Rivard comes in and he says, this is a bit harsh. Look at this, the famous words of the Rivard, number 16. Amar Avram, Lama kara lezemin? Someone who thinks God has a body, really, they're a heretic. V'kama gedolim v'tovim mimeno, it's quite a strong word, there are many people, perhaps even greater than the Rambam, halchu b'zoha machshava, that went along with this idea. Not that he thinks that they're right. They're not right. But they made a mistake. Because they just read the psukim. Doesn't it say in the psukim that God has a body? Yad Hashem. Okay, Yad Chazakah, Zoha Netuyah, Eini Hashem al Haaretz. Okay? God has lots of physical characteristics according to the psukim. One second. V'yoter, and even more, V'masharo b'divri ha'agadot. If you read the Midrashim, Hamashab shocked et hadeot, Midrashim confuse a lot of people. God is very human. There's a lot of anthropomorphism in the Midrashim. Yes. Good. And that's what the Rambam said to explain the Torah. Dibra Torah belashon b'nei adam. But you have to realize that, and that it's not literal. When it says God has eyes, God doesn't really have eyes. But this person thinks that God did have eyes. So the Rivard, okay, so they're wrong, they made a mistake, they read the Chumash, they weren't sophisticated, but they're a min, they're a kofer. You're not allowed to make a mistake. Why do we ask a kid to read Anim Zmirot in shul? Why doesn't the Chazan read it? You don't get a kid to read it. Because if the Chazan reads it, and he looks at the words, and he thinks about the words, assuming that everybody who davens knows what they're saying when they daven, which is a nice assumption, it's like apikosis. It says that God has long black curly hair. God has long black curly hair. Of course he doesn't mean that. But what does it mean? Okay, that's a good question. So let's not get into the debate. Okay. And so we give it to a kid, and the kid will say Anim Zmirot. And the kid won't think about it. They'll just be worried about singing, you know, tune in tune, which they don't always do in tune, but that's good. Okay, they're kids. But we don't give it to an adult to do. Says the Rivard, people make mistakes, they're not apikorsim. And this is also taken by the Sefer Ikrim. Rav Yosef Albo says, look, don't blame people for making mistakes. Number 17. Aval mi shehu machzik b'toras Moshe u'mamin b'ikra. Someone who believes Taras Moshe, they hold by the Ikrim. But then they come to intellectually investigate, okay? The Havana for Psukim, and they try to understand the Torah. Okay, so they get kind of distracted by their iyun. They make a mistake. Lomar she'achol min ha'ikrim hu al derech acheret. Maybe they say that one of the ikrim is not how the Rambam said it is. V'lokifia muvan b'tchilat hadat. It's not how you people thought it was. Or itahu ha'iyun l'hachish ha'ikrim. Maybe he denies one of the ikrim. Liyot ha'choshev she'aynenu da'at. They think it's not proper. Tachricha Torah la'amino. The Torah doesn't require us to say it. Or yachshuv b'mashehu ikar. Or they think that something is that is an ikar. She'enenu ikar. That it's true, but it's not an ikar. V'yamin also k'shar emunot. And he just believes it like other things. B'shavah shebal b'torah she'enu mikrim. If a person made any of these mistakes, says the Sefer Ikrim, ain't that kofar? You're not a heretic. They could be one of the great chachamim, the chassidim, and one of the great chassidim. Do we ever say that the great rabbis never made a mistake? Can we blame people for making a mistake? Rabbi Akiva felt that Bar Kochba was Mashiach. Maybe he could have been Mashiach. He could, he invested in him, and he was wrong. It wasn't Mashiach. She taught in the Gemara that the Mashiach will never come now. That there will never be a Mashiach, that God will redeem the Jewish people directly, and that all the opportunities for Mashiach have come and they've gone. Okay. That's not how we hold. So does that mean these people were all kofrim? Chas v'shalom. Afa pishu tobi yuna, v'hu choteh, v'shogeg, v'tzarek kapara, meaning they're not blameless, they should have known better, but they're not apikrosim. And therefore, people who make mistakes, who are not, if you like, on purpose doing what they're doing, are certainly not kofrim. Not like the Rambam. The Abarbanel, interestingly, takes a very... Did you have a question or are you just stretching?
No.
It's fine. You can stretch. It's all good. It's all good. I couldn't tell. You did this a few times. Okay? You're not stretching.
What does min? Can you define
that? The min is a word. This means type. Okay? The min, as in the Arbaminim. Okay? The Amin is a word used by Chazal for, usually as a reference to the early Christians or other sects that deviated from Judaism at that time because of certain beliefs. Now, the belief that God has a body or can have a body or can come down in human form is a classic dig at the Christians, for sure. In addition to which, the Christians call themselves the Ma'aminim. And the rabbis call them Lo Ha'Ma'aminim El Aminim. All sorts. Okay? Ragtag bundle of people. Interestingly, the church went through the Gemara and censored the Gemara over the Middle Ages, and one of the things they were specifically sensitive to was this word min, because they didn't like it, because they said it refers to us. So wherever it said min in the Gemara, they just deleted and they replaced it with something like akum, meaning Ovid Kochavim Umazalot, meaning that's pagans, that's not us. Sometimes the deletions and the replace, you know, when you pray, you have a Word document, you press replace all, and it changes everything in the document, and sometimes it replaces more than you wanted it to replace. So they did that sometimes. We have Gemaras which have been censored. Instead of the Arba Minim on Sukkot, it says the Arba Akumim. So obviously that was not right, but that's what a min means. The Abarbanel, interestingly, who was at the sharp end of a lot of Christian anti-Semitism, and he left with the Gerush Misfarad in 1492, he actually takes a hard line like the Rambam. It's interesting. In Spain, some people are taking different lines. Look in number 18, Udvarav HaRaivad, according to the Raivad, who says, okay, you made a mistake, you're not a heretic. Kol Kaifer, Bakol Iker, Loibik Lekavana, Yebal Oile Abba. He said, everyone's going to be in Olam Haba, pretty much. He says, is there no mistake that you can make which is ever severe enough? Every kofa for everything is going to be still in Olam Haba. The year Esha Kefizeh Sheyimsa Ish Bilti Ma'amin B'Shum Ikam Ekerim. You could find someone who believes nothing at all. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in Torah. They don't believe in anything. But they're not a heretic. The Abarbanel can't accept this. He can't say that's not possible. How can that be true according to true Torah and Muna? Is there nothing you could do to ever be an Apikoros? He explained the Rambam. At a certain point, if you just don't believe, you don't have the keys to get into Olam Haba. Okay, it's your fault, it's not your fault. We'll see in a minute the words of Rav Chaim Friska. Nebuch Apikoros. It's Oicha Apikoros. And the Abarbanel says that has to be true. There has to be a point at which, even if it's not your fault, then you still have no chelek in Olam Haba. And I want to show you now how this plays out in the writings of Rebbe Chanan Wasserman. Have a look, please, in number 21. Let's skip to number 21. Since I mentioned the Rebbe Chanan Wasserman, let's have a look at him. Das HaRambam, the view of the Rambam, the Hamamin Bahakshama Humin, somebody who believes in God having a body is a heretic. The HaRaivad, and the Raivad, Katav, writes, Shegidolim v'tovim ta'u b'zeh, that no great people made this mistake, b'knei ha'agadot, kosav midrashim, ha'mishab shos ha'deyot. Okay. So how do you explain this machlokas? The Shamati B'Shem Kvodam Oreinu Harav Hagon Rav Chaim Halevi Zichrona Livrocha Tzadik Tzadik Livrocha Mibris. Rav Chaim Briska, the great grandfather of the grandfather of Yosef Soloveitchik, the grandfather of Yosef Soloveitchik, Bedat HaRambam, Rav Chaim Mibris, explain the Rambam like this: Ki beKfira, when it comes to Kfira, Lo Shayach Shogeg, there is no Shogeg, like the Abarbanel said, can't be. If you don't have it, if you don't believe it, you can't get in. It's not your fault, doesn't matter. It's no shogeg. The hamikol makom ein mamin. At the end of the day, you don't believe it. The e'esha liyot beklal Yisrael belo emunah. And that's the Rambam's position. Who is a Jew in the Rambam is defined by emunah. If you don't have the right emunot, you are not in klal Yisrael, said the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam disagrees. There's a machlokas, but the Rambam says it. The Ha'omrin Bishma, people say in the name of Rav Chaim Bezal, are shown in the following words, Devos is Nebuch HaPikoros is Oich HaPikoros. Meaning, there's no such thing as a Nebuch HaShabbos breaker being still a Shabbos breaker. No! If you're Nebuch HaShabbos breaker because you never learned about Hilchos Shabbos, then you're Shogeg. You're Tinnik Shanishba. If you're Nebuch, Etreif, you're okay, it's not your fault, you didn't learn, that's not your fault, we'll teach you. But if you're Nebuch HaPikoros, too bad. Yes.
It makes no sense.
Why?
If our emuna is based on teaching from, and trying to build themselves towards the Sinai, who went through the Exodus and passed on from generation to generation, and someone who was orphaned from his parents and raised by the Gentiles has no basis for his immunity. If they just hate us, that's fine.
I understand, but he still, at the end of the day, doesn't have the keys that open the door, says the Rambam. So what can you do? You lost your key. You can't get in the house. It's not your fault. Someone stole your purse. So now you can get in the house because it's not your fault? You can't get in the house.
You go through the window.
Ah. You know that, it's funny you say that, but it talks about tshuva, like with the hay, you go out through the bottom of the hay and you can come back in through the side of the hay. There's always, because you can always get through it. Interesting.
So we say that someone who's born a Jew, and let's say was
okay, so that might be different, because then maybe they don't have any mental capacity at all. Someone who doesn't have da'at is not responsible for any of their actions. Less than bar mitzvah, or someone who, as you say, is comatose. We're not talking about someone who's comatose. We're talking about someone who is aware, but they don't believe these things. And look at his proof at the end. He says, and you could actually justify the words of Rabbi Chanan in the Rambam, Rav Chaim in the Rambam, Shehari kol kofrim v'kol ovdei avodah zarah hei mut'im. Aren't all ovdei avodah zarah misled on some level? Ve'ein lecha mut'a yoter mehamakrib b'no lemolech. Someone who brings his children lemolech.
Yeah.
He passes them through the fire. So you're going to tell me, turn around and say, well, he was misled. He was brought up like that. Somebody dropped him on the head when he was a kid. He had bad upbringing. He had bad parents. He went to a rough school. You know, he's not an apicurus. Are you going to say that? Nobody's an apicurus anymore, which is how our system works today in education. Nobody's responsible for anything anymore because everyone can blame someone else. It's their teachers. It's their parents. It's their genes. It's their, everyone has something. It's gluten. You know, gluten seems to be to blame for everything. You know, you robbed a bank. What could I do? I was gluten. Intolerant. You know. Yes.
Is there a difference of degree between a chelik olam haba and a ben olam
haba? Oh, good. That's a whole discussion. Is the difference having a chelik in olam haba or being a ben olam haba? I never got to the bottom of that, but I'll tell you who talks about that. Matthias Weinberg has a series of shiurim on the Rambam's Yugim of the Krim online, free, and he talks about that. I listened to his shiurim a few times and I never quite understood what he said. I assume that he understands what he said, so I keep meaning to email him and ask him what he meant by that, but I haven't got around to it yet. But he for sure talks about that, but I'm not exactly sure what the answer is. Anyway, Rabbi Chanan says that is the view of the Rambam. Rabbi Chanan, the Rabbi Chaim explains him. He says, about Kasha, but that's difficult. And he raises your point. Number 22. They have tinuk. What about a tinuk shemishma? Shemutl ba'ariz that was taken in the cot. Gamkein ein lo emunah. He also doesn't have any emunah. Meaning, a tinuk shemishma who breaks Shabbat, he also doesn't believe in God, or Torah min ha-shamayim, or Moshe Rabbeinu, or anything. And he's still a tinuk shenishba. He's still called the shogeg. How can it be that, actually, a tinuk shenishba is called nevach koris, and it's still an apikoris? We see, the tinuk shenishba lebeina okum, maybe korban ashkagato, the ein tinuk kamumar. So says Rabbi Chanan, I don't understand. And more so, look at the Rambam himself when he talks about the karites. Meaning, there's a machlokas here. The Ravid holds, and others like the Ikrim hold, that people who are unfortunately believing the wrong things are not apikorsim. But what about the Rambam? Does he really have this hard line? Look what he says about the Karites. He says in number 23, in theory, an apikoris is the din of mitato b'chol adam. Meaning, you can push him in the lake, because he's a danger to society, he's like almost like a roidif on some level, and therefore mitato b'chol adam. But ma'av divarim morim, but what, who does that apply to? Says the Rambam, be'ish shekafar b'torah shabal peh b'mashav u'dvarim she'nir elo, someone who decides on their own basis to go against Torah, v'halakach adato ha'kala, he goes after his own ideas, like we saw in the Tzavim at the beginning, v'achashrirut libo, that's the psukim from the Tzavim, he goes after his own ideas, v'koyfe b'torah shabal peh, t'chile k'tzadok, Ubaitus, like Tzadok Baitus, the founder of the Sadducees, the Baitusim. V'chein kol ha-to'im acharav. Aval b'nei ha-to'im, but the children, u'b'nei b'neihem, and their children's children, shehidichu oitam avoisam, that they were brainwashed. V'noldu b'nei ha-krayim, they were born as karites. V'gadlu oitam, and they grew up, okay, al da'atam. Hari hika tinuk shenishba. That's the tinuk shenishba b'neihem. V'gadlu v'einu zariz la'achos v'darkei mitzvah she'haru ka'anus. The Afal Pisha Shama Achakachshe Hu Yehudi, and even though they heard that they were Jewish, but Ra Yehudim, and they saw Jews, but Datam, and they saw Judaism, Haru Ka'anus, they're still an Anus. He makes a very interesting point. If you're brought up as a Chiloni, he says, and you see from people, that doesn't make you now think, oh, now I know what Judaism is. No, that's like them Mishigas. That's what they do. That's not what we do. And therefore says the Rambam, they're still anu, sim shehari gadluhu al ta'utam. They were brought up with this error. Kach elu shamarnu ha'ochsim b'darche avotam, ha'kraim shetau l'tikach roi l'hachsirom b'tshuva. You have to turn to them with tshuva, get them to do tshuva. U'lamashcham b'divrei shalom. You have to start an outreach movement instead of Eishat Torah and Osameach b'divrei shalom ash yasu l'eisan ator. So they come back to Torah. So it seems that the Rambam himself actually is not so hard on people who are Nebuch and Apikoros. So why is he so hard on the guy that thinks God has a body? Why is he so hard on him? On the Karaite children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, okay, it's not their fault. But on the man who thinks God has a body, oh, no place in Olam Haba. So looking at number 26, he explains the situation. Says Rabbi Chanan, V'dat HaRambam, the view of the Rambam, ki hata'ut be'inyan hakshama, when it comes to the idea of God having a body, ba'midat atzman, they made that up themselves, but lo mipi agadot, they weren't really fooled by the agadot. What, really? You really think God has black curly hair? Come on. Do you have a brain? Is that what you think God is? Ki ilu haita da'afam slula, if they just thought for a second, lo hi agadot by matat. They wouldn't be fooled by the agadot. They would have found a way to make things fit. Come on, says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. If you're brainwashed, it's not your fault. But if you have a brain and you could use it and you don't use it, for the Rambam, there's no greater sin than that. You're a fool, and a fool, there's no excuse. A fool nebuch an apikoros, it's oich apikoros. But if you're not to blame, then you're not to blame. And if you look here in the Shulchan Aruch, look at number 28, and there's more to it than this, and there are other sources, there are other Yisra'ot in the Rambam that talk about the Karaites, and seems to say in number 27, Lo yimaher adam lahargan, don't be too quick to kill them. What does that mean? Does that mean they are apikorosim or they're not apikorosim? I'm not getting into that whole side now, but if you look in the Shulchan Aruch number 28, Akraim, the Karaites, Ein lahem din mumarim, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Karaites are not apikorosim. The asura havoisim beribus, you're not allowed to lend on interest to people who are Karaites. The ein tarech loimusha asur lelvat mehem, you're not allowed to borrow from them on ribus, for sure. And the Ramot Paskins in Shulchan Aruch here in Yoredeya, tinuk shenishva lebeina ovid kochavim, the ein yodea mitoret Yisrael klau. They don't know about Judaism, dinuk kakraim, that's also like the Karaites. The asur lehavod beribus, lechein mumeretz. If a woman who rebels and becomes a Christian, she yeshlo ben, and she has a son. This was a case that was discussed in the Rishonim. Mina oved kachavim, she has a son from this non-Jewish husband, and the kid halachically Jewish grows up in a Christian home. Shehaben harihu kamoa, the son is like her, but nikra muma, and he might be called a rebel in that sense, a Jewish rebel, but asur laavod lo. You cannot lend to him on ribit because he's Jewish. And therefore, it's clear that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Raivat side, like the Ikrim side, which is that you cannot blame people, and maybe even like the Rambam himself, if you take the Rambam in the Karaites, that he said it's not the Karaites, the children of the Karaites' fault, and therefore almost all of the Poskim in our generation have taken this position when it comes to the non-religious Jewish world, that for sure when it comes to practical mitzvot, everyone's a shogeg. Because they never learnt. If you never learnt, it's clearly not your fault. But even when it comes to mitzvot of emunah, where there is this apparently hard line, devos is nebuch apikoros, is oich apikoros, the poskim of our generation, pretty much to a man, have gone with the position of the Shulchan Aruch here, and like the Rambam said with the Karaites, that actually our obligation to the Jewish world as a whole is full. and we have all the mitzvahs bein adam lechavero, and we say kol yisrael eved zavazet for everybody, because at the end of the day, people who have not had the benefit of a full Jewish education should not be held accountable for that. And the tinuk shenishba expression, even though it has to be used sensitively because you don't want to call people a baby, nevertheless is applicable, and our obligations extend perhaps even more so to the non-religious Jewish world, because there's a mitzvah of kirov and a mitzvah of bringing people closer to Judaism. And in fact, the Chofetz Chaim talks about this. I'll finish with this idea. The Chofetz Chaim wrote a book about 110 years ago for the Jewish soldiers to give them chizuk. Jewish soldiers who were conscripted into the Russian army and who were there for decades. He wrote a book to give them chizuk, and in the beginning of that book, he sets out all the chiyuvim that the Torah gives to do kirub rechaikim, to reach out to people. He talks about arvus. He talks about the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. But if a person already has to find a wallet and try and return it, then surely a person has to help a person return themselves to a connection with Hashem. And he brings many other examples of mitzvot that apply bizman hazeh in kirov rechaikim. So we're not quick to call people apikorsim today. Maybe there's still a few. Okay, I have a personal story of when I may have been in a minyan with one of the few apikorsim, but that's not for now, because sadly we're out of time, even though it's a very interesting story. But there aren't many, and Be'ezrat Hashem, we should be mekayim mitzvah v'nan v'chaveru to every Jew, and help them to learn and grow, and not to, God forbid, reject them. Next week we're doing the mitzvah of Zakei Maseva, of how to treat older people as Talmidei Chachamim. Even though there are no older people here, you'll know it for when you get old.
Yes. So just one second.